Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. Miami looking to sweep the Celtics up 3-0 with Game 4 at home tonight. They have been absolutely nothing short of dominant. Boston looks like it's given up. Lost 128-102 in Game 3 behind 29 points from Gabe Vincent. Miami was victorious, I should say, behind 29 points from Gabe Vincent, which is a career high. Boston dropping the game by 26, and Duncan Robinson also poured in 22 for the Heat. The Celtics shot just 20 for 58 from the field, their starters anyway. That's 34.4%, and 3 for 28, 10.7% from 3, unacceptable. For the series, it's been ugly if you're Boston. They are losing these games big. They're losing by an average of 13 points a night. Miami has scored 120.7 and allowed 107.7 to Boston. The Celtics have turned it over 15 times a night to Miami's 12. Miami has shot the lights out, particularly from three, 51.9% from the field and 47.8% from three. Meanwhile, Boston, a respectable 45.7% from the field, but an absolutely atrocious 29.2% from long range. Both teams have made their free throws, 84.7% for Miami and 80% for Boston. But the difference, of course, is that three-point shooting and Miami's overall energy. Miami also getting 42.3 points per game from its bench versus just 38 points per game for Boston's bench. Both numbers, of course, are good, but Miami, again, just a little bit better. But they have been absolutely lights out from beyond the arc, and that's been the key to the series. I expect it to continue. Boston looks like a team that doesn't care anymore. It looks like they've given up, and I expect them to go home in short order. I got Miami in game number 4. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Miami and Boston. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. The lines are currently open and it favors the Miami Heat, sitting at 2 overall on the spread with the over-under of 215.5. Now, when we look at these two teams when it comes to offensive production in the postseason right now, Miami is averaging 114.9 points, while Boston right now is averaging 114.1. Now, if you add that all together, you're looking at the over in this game. And I would consider taking the over. If you look at the last game, the score was 128-102 and the over did hit in that game. And if you look at the last 6 games, the over has been favored with a record of 5-1. So you definitely want to lean and take the over in this game. One player I expect to really show out this one is Jason Tatum right now. Currently right now, it's sitting at 30.5. This is a closeout game. I think he's going to ball out and just kind of rebound from his horrible performance when he only had 14 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. Look, in the postseason alone, he's been averaging 27.8 points and 10.5 rebounds. I would take the over on the rebounds. I think he's going to try to go out there and ball out and give everything he got. And I think he would give everything he gets in the points department, which I would lean and take the over in that one. Another player on Boston I like is Jaylen Brown right now. Currently right now, sitting at 23.5. Now, if you look at it, it makes sense right now that his stuff is sitting this low right now. I mean, in the postseason, he's been averaging about 23.1 points. I mean, his last game was really bad, too. He only had 12.6 rebounds and 2 assists. At 23.5, I would definitely lean and take the over on that one. I think he's going to step up a little bit more in this game, being that this is an elimination game for them. One player I expect, and I've been liking him for the longest against this series, is Bam. Like right now, it's currently sitting at 17.5 in the points and 9.5 in the reboundings. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points right now. In the postseason right now, he's been averaging 18.1. I would definitely lean and take the over in the points for Bam, but I would probably take the under in the rebounding numbers with this one. But like I said, he's a good mismatch problem for Boston right now. Another one, you can't go wrong with Jimmy Butler. I think he's going to give everything he got, especially being in Miami and try to close him out here right now. He didn't have to do much. He only had 16 points the last one, but he's been averaging close around 30 points in the postseason. And currently right now, sitting at 27.5. I would definitely lean and take the over on the points for Jimmy Butler. Now, when it comes to the overall spread here, look, over the last 5, Boston been 0-5 against the spread. They've just been horrible right now. And until they prove me otherwise in this game, the heart is telling me to take Boston in this one. I don't think they'll go out like that. But if you're looking at the numbers right now, I'm definitely going to lean and take Miami in this one. So I'm going to lean towards the spread in Miami right now. And I like the over in this game as well. That's our look at the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. I'm Brandon Fryer, and this is Stacking NBA.